Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What survival myth is completely wrong and can get you killed? These are the internet's best answers to that question. You can drink water from a cactus. Any liquid inside a cactus will actually be highly acidic and likely cause nausea and diarrhea, further dehydrating you. Follow flying birds to find water. Well, they can simply be flying to spend a night anywhere, so we can't rely on them. Yeah, fish are the ones you should follow to find water. Conserving water. You shouldn't stretch a glass of water over 4 days. When you're thirsty, you need water. And to continue on from that, if you're in a hot area, don't ration your water. Drink when you feel thirsty, and then search for more water. If you're in a tornado, open all your windows to equalize the pressure inside to match the outside. In reality, if you're in a tornado, opening any window or door will create a wind tunnel that rips your entire roof off. Concerning frostbites, do not rub someone's frostbitten skin or pour hot water on it to warm it up. Such measures will damage the skin even more severely. That BS change your voicemail if you're lost PSA that was making the rounds over the last year. You need a cell signal to change your voicemail. If you've got a signal, then why wouldn't you just call for help? Moreover, it misses the most important thing about US cell phones and being lost. 911 will work on any cell tower, regardless if it's in network or even if you have an active phone plan or not. So, in an emergency, always try dialing 911, regardless of if your phone appears to have signal or not. Yeah, just most of the stuff Bear Grylls does, like eating raw meat, picking and eating fruit out of bear poo, or squeezing the juice out of elephant trash and drinking it. Have you guys seen that clip of Bear Grylls being exposed? If you haven't done, I'll show you it now. It's so good. So as you can see, Bear Grylls is walking over what looks to be a very treacherous creek. I don't know what he's going to do here, but there's a long way down. He's explaining here just how dangerous it is, the whole premise being that he's in the middle of nowhere, you know, surviving, as Bear Grylls does. There's a little walkway there, which he's going to try and jump across. Very precarious situation. If he falls down, he's almost definitely dead. Remember, this is in the middle of nowhere. He jumps, and he just about makes it. Fair play to him. That was pretty scary. Now, this is the reality. We've got a normal man here with a walking bottle. Just literally steps across, pans to the left, and there's a normal road with cars on it. Not in the middle of nowhere. Bear Grylls is a fraud. You cannot eat everything that an animal can eat. There are things animals can eat that humans find toxic. So eating everything you see animals eating can lead you to potentially eating deadly berries or mushrooms. That moss grows on the north side of a tree. No, we can grow all over the tree. So it's not a steadfast rule that you should make important decisions solely on. A quick interruption here, guys. Anyone else read these comments with intrigue, imagining yourself in said situation, only to remember you haven't left the house in a long time and likely will never find yourself in these scenarios? Because that's me. Yeah, survival tip one, avoid the situation entirely. When you're a girl and you're running away from the killer through the woods, don't constantly look the opposite direction you're running. This will definitely lead to you tripping and falling. If you do trip and fall, don't lay there crying and wiping your hair out of your face. This will definitely give the killer the opportunity to catch up to you. Similarly, when running away from a car or a giant wheel, don't run the direction that the pursuer is traveling. This will definitely keep you in the direct path of the pursuer. Instead, veer to either the right or the left of the path of the pursuer. And finally, if you are the beautiful wife and children of a protagonist, do not sit around the breakfast table on a lovely sunny morning talking about how happy you are together. And this is the key to any middle school or high school loved ones. Do not make eye rolling and or snarky remarks about what a doofus your dad is. This will definitely lead to your family being either killed or kidnapped that same day. I love this. The first mistake in wilderness is to look for food and water first before having a shelter to keep yourself dry and warm. Also, if you have to forage for food, avoid those mushrooms entirely. The odds are so slim you'll find an edible kind that you're much better off looking for things like nuts, seeds, and berries. Some people say that herbivore animals are friendly and peaceful, so you're safe being around them. Seriously, everything from cows to deer can and will kill you if you make them angry. It's usually a good idea if you're in the wild not to go near any large wild animal, but herbivores can often be even more aggressive than the predators. If a predator attacks you, you've got a fairly good chance of scaring it off, especially if it's smaller than you, because it's only likely looking for food. If a herbivore attacks you, you're screwed because it genuinely wants to kill you. True, it's not trying to eat you, is it? Hadn't thought about that. Just because water looks clean doesn't mean it is. You've got to boil or distill it to actually have clean water. Or carry a modern filter like a Life Straw or Sawyer if you think there's even a remote chance you're going to be stranded with no portable water. I'll also add that drinking dirty water is always a better option than going without water. Wow. If you are dehydrated but you don't have a way to sanitize your water, drink the water anyway. Yes, there's a chance it will make you sick or maybe even kill you in very rare cases, but dehydration will always kill you. Good point. Running in a zigzag to outrun an alligator. Alligators don't run for long distances, so this will probably just waste your energy. They can also climb some fences and trees as well. There's nothing more terrifying than the image of an alligator climbing a tree. Like, what? Dude, I've been waiting to rant about this. Hopefully now I can help someone instead of just annoy my friends. It's a popular belief to either pull off a leech once it's bitten you, or to pour salt on it so it lets go. Never do this. Putting them off sounds as dangerous as it is, but pouring salt on them is even worse. Their entire body is a mucous membrane, aka salt on it hurts. It causes them to projectile vomit before they let go, and your blood, any parasites or diseases they have, along with any other human or animal blood in their tummy, immediately goes back into your bloodstream. And just like putting them off, it can also cause them to lose teeth, which also get into your bloodstream and kill you. It sounds terrifying and fate-inducing, but truly, the best way to remove a wild leech safely is to let nature take its course. Once its belly is full, it will let go, and no teeth or any other yucky stuff will be in your blood. That's some good advice right there. Not so much a myth, but people often think that getting to safety or getting out of a vehicle or traffic after a crash is a good idea. If you're ever involved in a severe wreck and you suffer any damage to your body, it's very important not to move. If you can do so, call 911, yeah, but as far as moving any limb, with the exception of calling medical emergency personnel, readjusting your body to get more comfortable, don't do any of that. You can cause broken bones you may have suffered to start cutting or puncturing your skin or insides, which could cause you to start bleeding internally. And that is not very fun. If a shark is coming after you, swim away. Well, if a shark is coming towards you in the first place, it's most likely just curious and wants to check you out. Swimming away and thrashing about will further intrigue it to keep following you. Instead, redirect it by running your hand along its side and carefully positioning it to swim away from you. That would take some balls, my word. Pulling out something that is impaling you. Yeah, that's what I know. You've got to keep it in there, baby. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place. If lightning has found a path that it likes to the ground, it is actually extremely likely to strike there multiple times. That's why lightning rods work. Yeah, fair point. You don't have to wait 24 hours to report somebody as missing to the police. Drinking alcohol when you're freezing will keep you warm. It won't. It will bring on hypothermia much sooner. Yeah, true, but you'll feel warmer. So if you're gonna die anyway, might be a better way to go. Think about that one. You can survive a moose attack. That's it. That's the myth. Because no, you freaking can't. Drinking your own pee. People who survive do so despite drinking the wee-wee. But it sure is fun though. Hey, if you like the taste, by all means, go for it. I'm not stopping you. In fact, I quite like to pay to watch. If your plane is crashing, an inflatable raft makes a terrible parachute. Has somebody tried this? Or is that just, you know, a thought? Interesting nonetheless. And yet, I'd still grab the raft if my options are raft or nothing. At least that way, I'll die a captain. True, very true. If a nuclear bomb is exploding in your general vicinity, hiding in a refrigerator will not save you, but it may well keep you cool, so think about that. Hit a snake fast with a shovel or kill it by snapping it. If it bites you, suck the poison out or use a tourniquet. No, for frick's sake. Australians are constantly bewildered by every other country's madcap insanity around this. We live with deadly snakes. Why do people do these things? 1. Do not mess with the snake. Just leave it bloody alone. Magically, you don't get bitten. 2. If you mess with the snake, see point 1, we told you not to mess with it, call an ambulance. Use a broad pressure bandage to immobilize the whole limb. Never, ever tourniquet a snake bite. You're reducing the natural lymph movement through broadly spread pressure, not trying to give them gangrene. The victim must not move unless being carried. Don't touch your dang mouth to the wound. Don't wash it. Just freaking stop. Immobilize, write the time of the bite, and circle the location on the outside of the bandage, waiting for professional help. If you have to choose between walking or waiting, if you're a long way from help, you wait. You're more likely to survive by not moving at all. Please, for the love of God, just leave it alone. We have vastly more venomous snakes than a mere rattler, and we die vastly less often because we don't mess with the spicy danger noodle. Guys, you might know that I've got a snake, Marty, of my own, and I don't mess with him because he's very, very poisonous. That's also not true. He's a lovely boy. If you're attacked by a grizzly, slap that bitch in the face and call his mother a h**. That's some good advice right there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If a limb is dislocated, pop it back in. Don't. Just don't. The doctors take extreme care and use crazy amounts of drugs when doing this in the hospital, and they have a good reason to do that. If anything is caught, it will be crushed. And if a blood vessel or nerve gets caught, then the limb will probably need to be amputated. Source: I took a course. Hey, it's good enough for me. Pouring salt on a serious burn does not help you. Learn from experience. I was a teenager when a bad situation led to me being branded and burned with cigarettes multiple times. Afterwards, not sure how to help me, my friend remembered Gladiator and poured a thing of salt over the worst burns. I ended up going to the doctor the next day. They had to scrape the dead skin away, which was made all the more painful by the gritty salt. But hey, live and learn, I guess. Yeah, that one I thought would have been quite obvious. You know, the whole pouring salt in a wound. That's to make it worse, right? Doesn't everyone know that? I don't know. So there we go, guys. Those are the internet's best, most interesting answers to the question, what survival myth is completely wrong and can actually get you killed? A lot of those very interesting, I didn't know. Some of them, I'll be honest, I thought were common sense. But hey, if you know that a survival myth that is commonly accepted is completely wrong, drop it in the comments. Because you never know, it might save somebody's life. If you want some more Ask Reddit content right away, check it out on screen. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.